Guys, it's Blake with the Sports Hour podcast. We are back and live from the studios here in wonderful, chilly and cold Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my regular co-host is actually not here, but I'm joined by another fellow member of Eagles Nation, Mr. Daniel Arsenault. Say hi.
Yes, hello. Hello, Eagles Nation. Go Birds, man. This is awesome.
Heck yeah. So tonight's episode, we're going to be recapping the Week 15 win over the LA Rams, a look at the playoff picture as it sits right now, and touch up on some just very some national sports stories happening around the world of your major stick and ball sports. So did you get a chance to catch the game Sunday night?
I did. I watched the whole thing. Not sure I sat for most of it, but definitely watched all of it.
Yeah, me too. So if you didn't miss the if you didn't if you did miss the game, Nick Foles beat the LA Rams in LA on Sunday Night Football. What? Who saw that headline happening when Peterson said that Nick was going to be starting? In all honesty, I wrote the birds off. I was like, there's no way they can beat Goff and the defense in LA. I would have bet the farm, the house, the kids' college fund,
For sure.
the
I mean
car.
everything. So we were in my office at work has a pool where we kind of just pick all the games. And I'll be honest with you, I picked the Rams to win that one, hoping with the Eagles, but thinking that the Rams were gonna win.
Right.
I've never been happier to be wrong, I'll tell you that much.
Right, same. Like the team played well. The defense, for as decimated as they are, didn't play like complete garbage, but it was still like, what the hell? Like
Right? Avante Maddox. Let's just give Avante Maddox a shout out right now because that dude balled out. I love the robbery mask, the ski mask that they pulled out at the end of the game. I love it all. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of feeling it, but at the same time, I didn't come up with this. I can't remember if I saw it on the timeline or on the radio here in Philadelphia, but equating it to essentially backup goalie syndrome. And I know you don't do hockey, so I'll explain this to you.
Sure.
But so the goalie in hockey is one of them, if is this probably the second most high pressured position in sports behind that of the NFL quarterback. And because if you can have a guy that can stand on his head and make all the right moves, you have a chance to win every game you go out onto the ice. But when a backup goalie's in, it seems like everyone on their team collectively just steps up, not in a way to save their goalie's bacon, but to kind of help him out because he's not getting much ice time or much playing time. And I kind of felt that with the offense, that they
Well, for
kind of
sure.
stepped up for Foles. And I kind of feel like we're in an Eagles fan civil war here, because you've got Team Carson and you've got Team Foles, and you've got people on Carson's side that were waiting for Nicky Six, Beatty Nick, whatever you want to call him, to come out and fall flat on his face. And you have the Nick Foles camp that was probably silently, closetly rooting for Carson Wentz to get hurt. If you are, eat dirt, but that's beside the point. Just for Nick to come into the limelight and play well.
Well, I mean, I understand that that is a form of that is a thought set for some people, but man, I'm Team Carson and Team Foles. I don't care. And if you're asking me to trash Nick Foles, it's not going to happen. The dude brought us our Lombardi, and I'll never, ever say a bad thing about him. But Carson's the future. You look at the ages, and you look at if you put both the quarterbacks in a vacuum and just looked at their arm talent, their mobility, their intelligence, I'm picking Carson over Foles for that. But
right, I find Nick. And let's go into the NFC is a mess.
It is.
The NFC is a hot mess.
And thank goodness, because the Eagles are rulers of chaos.
Right.
And definitely set up chaos in the NFC. I think we could sneak in.
The Saints are your one seed.
Yeah,
I do not see them falling at all because they're playing.
Neither do I.
They got another game against Carolina.
Without Cam Newton, keep in mind, they're done.
Yeah,
they are done.
Your two seed is, I think, your two seed's going to be. Crap! Two seed.
I mean, you got the Rams playing the Cardinals this week. Yeah. That's a win.
LA is going to be your two.
LA has the 49ers, who honestly. The 49ers do well enough in December to keep their the mediocrity going and have a terrible draft pick. So, I mean, that's not an automatic win. They beat the Seahawks last week, which is I didn't see that one coming. I don't think that's a give me as the Arizona is, but
yeah, your three seed Chicago. That's pretty much lock. Chicago's already clinched the North, or yes. Chicago.
They clinched the North.
Yeah, Chicago's in. First time they've won a division since 2010. They're in. Your four seed. I mean, because
team that won't be named.
Your four seed's Dallas because they're not losing their next two games. I'm sorry.
Please. Okay. I know that they're not. But if the Buccaneers somehow, some way, wish upon a star and they beat them, you heard it here first. I guarantee they'll lose to the Giants in 17. I guarantee it. And I know it's not going to happen, but I am just praying that it will. Because if that happens, that's the biggest, take all of your dusty Super Bowl rings and shove them. Because that's a choke job if I've ever seen one, if that happens. But
that's a choke job. But so we hope that the Cowboys finish crapping the toilet. The fifth seed, Seattle. I'll give Seattle the five because Minnesota. I think Minnesota's just kind of they're faltering. The wheels are falling off the wagon, and the sixth seed. The Eagles are going to somehow find a way to squeak into the sixth seed. They're not going to be the fourth seed.
I believe it.
And they might win out. I don't want to say too much that they're going to win out, but they might win out. But the Cowboys aren't going to lose out.
Yeah.
They're not. And even if Tampa Bay beats them, because Tampa Bay is the best passing offense in the league, do you really trust Eli to beat Dak Prescott? No.
Oh, yes. I do. If that happens, the Dallas Cowboys will choke away the NFC East. I guarantee you, there's no team in this league that loves playing spoiler more than the Giants. And these divisional games, you throw out the record, man. They're tight. They're always tight. And I get that feeling that if they lose to the Buccaneers, something special's brewing.
I'll tell you what, if the Giants beat the Cowboys, I'll buy you a cheesesteak.
Here we go. I'm down.
If Dallas loses in week 17, I will buy you a cheesesteak.
Deal.
So that mess, and then obviously Minnesota, Carolina, and Tampa Bay find themselves out.
Yeah.
But so then if you have that set up, that would mean Philadelphia goes to Chicago to play the Bears, and the Cowboys will host the Seahawks at home. I don't feel that. I think the Bears are going to come out. It's cold. The Bears have not won a division since 2010. Those fans are raucous. They're rowdy. They're going to be loud. And I don't think that the Eagles have much of a realistic chance of eking out a win at Soldier Field.
Yeah. You know, if we're talking about them playing the Bears in the playoffs, we're talking about an extremely hot team. They're going to be very confident if that's the way the cookie crumbles. And I'm not ready to make a prediction for that game because I don't know if it's going to happen. But if we're there, I'm not putting anything past Nick Foles. I'll tell you that much. I counted him out in the Atlanta game last year. I counted him out definitely way out in the Minnesota game last year, and we saw how that turned out.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl, there's something special about him when it gets cold outside, and
yeah.
I wouldn't put much past him.
And for a quarterback that was coached by Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher's got to be sitting at home going, well, at least I did something right.
He didn't do anything right, but that's neither here nor
there. Ruined him.
Yeah. not completely. But that's neither here nor there. And then, yeah. So if that specific scenario plays out, then you'll have Dallas hosting Seattle. Dallas, statistically, routinely, they play better at Jerry World. We have our own opinions on that, but we're not going to let that get in the way. As much as I hate to say it, Dallas will probably win at home.
You know what? That's totally fine with me. Set up an Eagles-Cowboys divisional game. I'm all in.
Bringing that up, if the Cowboys and Eagles make it as a 4 and 6 seed, respectively, we would not meet Dallas until the NFC Championship game. Because then if we somehow beat Chicago, we're the highest remaining seed. So we go to New Orleans. We'll go to New Orleans. And then Dallas is the lowest remaining seed. We'll go to LA.
Yes.
And honestly, if we make it that far, I don't see us pulling it out in New Orleans. I really don't either. I don't find if the Eagles make it that far that they're going to pull it out in New Orleans. I just don't think they're going to do it.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I just think New Orleans is really good. And if you're asking them to play in New Orleans, that's a whole different ball game. I may feel differently if it were in Philly, but I would. My heart says that they would do something, but my brain's telling me that would probably be the best case scenario for the Eagles season.
Yeah, and then L.A. Sean McVay on a bye week. Oh, they're beating the Cowboys easy. Sean McVay on a bye week at home. He's got 2 weeks to cook up something. Man, yeah.
Please. Please, because I cannot deal with a deep playoff push by the Cowboys.
I can't emotionally deal with that either. So then I would say, and then as New Orleans, LA, I gotta take Drew over Jared. Drew's been here before. He knows what he's doing.
It's going to be in New Orleans. I don't see any team in the NFC beating New Orleans in that dome. They get so loud. They get so fired up. Man, if there's a group of fans that loves their team as much as Philly fans love the Eagles, it's New Orleans it's fans. Saints fans. Saints. They it's love
really
them.
Saints fans. And I guess so. We've got half of the Super Bowl picked. We might as well just pick the other pick the other damn half. And I'm gonna hold me to this. Hold me to this, because I really feel, because the Chargers are in the playoffs. So hold me to this. It's going to be a Chargers Saints Super Bowl. Hold me to that right here, right now. It is going to be a Chargers Saints Super Bowl.
You got it. I'm holding you to it, man. And I'm inclined to agree. I'd never, unfortunately, bet against the Patriots in the AFC. I've just seen them do it two more times, so many times. I hate them. I don't like them, but I've just seen them do it. And, you know, I wouldn't put much past them.
Statistically, looking at it, if the Patriots without a bye have never made it to a Super Bowl.
You know, that's true. That is very true.
So without a first round bye, they've never made it to a Super Bowl. So I could see the trend continuing, and I think the Chargers and Saints are going to play each other in Super Bowl 53. And a Super Bowl without the Patriots in it, I mean, that's a win-win right there for everybody involved.
Except the Lord. I'm so sick of seeing stupid Tom Brady's old ass walking out there. Oh, my gosh. Except for last year, I was thrilled.
Yeah. Pats fans are probably going around, like eating the, like if they're eating dinner or whatever. Pats fans, salty.
Yeah. Hey, are you sure we should have traded Jimmy Garoppolo when we have a 40-year-old quarterback? Maybe that was a bad idea.
Bad idea. So I guess there has been actually other. We are not just an Eagles podcast. We are sports in general.
For sure. Yeah.
Machado. I mean, it's looking Yankees 1, Phillies 2. Really,
I'll tell you what. This is going to be an unpopular stance on this podcast. I'm a huge Yankees fan. I saw from Machado last October in the World Series, and him coming out and actually saying, you know, hustle's not part of my skill set. I am just praying that the Yankees don't, you know, sign this guy to a 10-year, $300 million deal, because that is going to be that's another A-Rod deal, and
they don't need.
You know, we only won one World Series title with A-Rod, and wasted a whole lot of money.
And he was during that, but that's not. That's neither here nor.
That was only with no. That was only with the Rangers. That was only with the Rangers.
So Machado. But the Dodgers and Reds deal, blockbuster deal, went down yesterday. Matt Kemp, Wood, and Puig are going to the Reds for a couple righties and infield, because the Dodgers are trying to cut cap. I get it. They're trying to cut cap. Those are three really huge cap casualties on that roster. And I, no fault, the Reds. This is another Adam Dunn, Jim Thome deal. I honestly see.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is huge for the Reds. And I mean, honestly, it's way, way too early to really tell. But the Reds, look out. Look out for the Reds in the National League next year.
I mean, I've been saying for years, Jimmy, you know, Votto is just, in my opinion, he's the best first baseman in the league. Mm-hmm. I think his glove is really good. His bat has been huge. And, man, I'm looking at that lineup, and I'm seeing Votto third and Puig fourth, and that is a lineup I don't want to face.
Nope, that's a lineup I don't want to face either. And so we've all known Daniel Murphy. He played most of his career with the Orange and Blue out in the city of Flushing, Queens, the New York Metropolitans. And he left the New York Mets. He was a free agent. And he is now your new first – he's now the first baseman in the Mile High City in Colorado.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not I'm a Rockies fan. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying he's the next Todd Helton. That won't happen. That'll never happen. No one can replace Todd. No one can be the Todd father.
No one. I mean, Todd Helton is what Babe Ruth is to the Yankees. I mean, he's just, he's an all-time great.
Yeah, I would.
Just in terms of Rockies history, because the Rockies have only been around since 95. I think when we're talking about the Rockies in 2050, Todd Helton's name is still going to be coming up.
Yeah, I think too. I mean, his number is hanging up on the hanging up in the outfield next to Jackie and next to Kelly's initials up there in Denver. But Daniel Murphy coming into Colorado, he's the spurt that the infield needs because they really didn't have as far as a bat really to bat cleanup. So like, I could see Blackman, you know, Blackman keeps his first, his leadoff. But then you've got Trevor Story batting. Like, let's put Trevor Story third, Daniel Murphy fourth. You've got Nolan Arenado fifth. Let's put him in fifth. That's middle of the order I don't want to pitch against at Coors Field. I don't want to pitch against that middle of the order. That's man deadly.
Arenado, I went to a couple Rockies games last year, and it just was – there was an awe that came over Coors Field whenever Nolan was up there. It was just like, okay, this is our guy. We love him, and he is something special, especially up there in Coors.
Oh yeah, he's something special. I mean, every season he's played at the hot corner, he's won a Gold Glove. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the Flyers, for some odd reason, have been making news that maybe their season isn't a complete wash. Ron Hextall is out his duties in the front office. The coach was canned. So they hire the new coach, or the interim coach at least. They bring in Carter Hart from Lehigh Valley. And at 20 years old, like, what were you doing at 20 years old?
Man, I was washing golf carts at Glen Eagle Golf Course in Colorado.
Like, so you definitely weren't playing.
Yeah, no, I was in the NHL. I think I was getting paid probably like $8 or $9 an hour.
Exactly. And like, I'm 20, almost 21 right now. I'm like, I sure as hell ain't playing in the National Hockey League right now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I always wanted to play hockey, but I struggle on solid ground. Put me on ice, it's not a pretty sight.
Right. But yeah, it's the same. Like, I love hockey, I love skating, but yeah, me playing professional hockey, nah. Nope.
Getting slammed up against the glass, that's not my deal.
I'll leave that to the big boys, but man, the NFL's shaping up. It's crunch time for the birds. The offseason's going nuts in the majors. 20-year-olds are playing hockey in Philadelphia.
Who cares? You know, it's the golden time of sports right now. You got meaningful games being played in the NFL and NHL, and, you know, those winter meetings are always exciting for Major League Baseball.
Right. And I mean, the NBA. Okay. So we usually don't touch the NBA. I don't know if you follow the NBA. I really don't. But who expected the Nuggets to be beating the Golden State Warriors in the standings in the West?
Not I.
The Denver Nuggets to be leading the West.
Thank goodness, because I can't stand another Golden State Finals appearance. I just, you know, Steph Curry seems like a really stand-up guy, and I like the team, but geez, come on. Can we get somebody else in there? At least LeBron left Cleveland, so it won't be Golden State versus Cleveland again.
Right. And I've seen LeBron play in LA, and he's more a facilitator of the ball than anything else. He's doing a lot of passing, not a lot of scoring. Am I going to say LeBron?
I was talking about the Lakers there. I think since the Lakers have so many young guys, LeBron's going to start becoming more and more of a check down kind of guy. Just as he gets older, they're going to want to preserve him for a deep playoff run, hopefully.
Yeah. But I still think he's one of the best to put shoes on the hardwood. I mean, he's up there, man. He's one of the best to ever play the game of basketball. I'm not going to take anything away from the guy. I mean, he's got his haters, but I'm not going to take anything away from the guy. Credit is given where credit's due.
And I mean, I think we saw the Colts. Remember when the Colts lost Peyton for that full season? And the Colts went from being an 11-win team to a 2-win team without Peyton. And we saw the Cavaliers go from a perennial deep playoff team. Then he went to Miami, and the Cavaliers stunk. I mean, they tanked. Were the worst. They were the worst team in the whole league. And there's not very many players in overall sports history that will have that big of an impact on your team. And you're looking at Peyton Manning, and in my mind, you're looking at LeBron, where essentially they can freeze the market based off of where they go. I mean, when Peyton did it, when he was a free agent, the market stopped until Peyton was signed. And then once everyone knew where Peyton was going, all the other free agents came off the board. And it's the same deal with LeBron. When he was a free agent, it was like, who's going to get LeBron? And then we'll deal with everybody else later. Because we're gonna want to be able to offer him the max contract and you know, wine and dine him and fly him out to our city and have him meet local legends and, you know, just go all out for this guy.
I think the NHL, I mean, it really wasn't a free agent deal with how it went out between Edmonton and LA, but when Gretzky got traded out of Edmonton, I mean, I thought, like, I wasn't around during the time, but like, I know how Canadians love their hockey, and I thought Edmonton would have rioted when they found out that Wayne got traded to the Kings. If you haven't seen, if you're a hockey fan, you haven't seen the 30 for 30 Kings Ransom, it's about the Gretzky trade to the LA King, and that is one of the best 30 for 30s I think you can watch, is Kings Ransom.
I like those 30 for 30s.
30 for 30s is great. But, yeah, the NFL's shaping up. The NHL's doing great. Basketball's upside down on its head. And Major League Baseball's in the crazy season.
Yep, for sure.
It was great having you on the show this week, man.
I mean, I always enjoy talking sports with you, Blake, so anytime you need me, I'd be happy to come on.
Awesome, buddy. Yep. So next week, we'll be the show will be back talking birds and anything else that happens in the world of sports, and that's a wrap for the night. Signing off.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Sports Hour Podcast, Episode 4, signing off.